can I ask, were there any people, and no need to mention names, but any people who were on that trip who rose to a high rank in a position of authority? The group that went to?
I don't think so.
Not that first trip.
No, I don't think
so. Not that first trip, but the ones that were on the second trip, I know one that did.
One did, yeah, second trip. But I don't. Well, and in fact, this is a great criticism of our National Defense Corps. I heard Hellyer once say, if you can't send better people than that on, I'm going to close it up. And I think he was right. But, see, Dullard Menard was one that was sent on that after all his troubles. Mm-hmm. They got him out of the way. That was a place of getting people out of the way for a year. Mm-hmm. And it was unfortunate. I dealt with them there. I went and lectured to them in Kingston. Well, that wasn't so bad. But they came and visited us when I was in Paris in 62. I had nothing to do with them, but I asked to go and attend their briefing. And it was just about as bad as the one we had in the foreign ministry that time. Mm-hmm. It was terrible. Sleeping.
If I'm not mistaken, by that time, the course was then a two-year course, about 62, as opposed to the one-year course that it had been.
I don't think so. It ever went beyond 1 year.
No,
not that
I
know
of.
Not National
Defense.
I'm
thinking of the strictness.
You're thinking
of
the Staff College, yes. Yeah. And then I went and lectured to them in Bangkok again from Vietnam, mm-hmm, when they were passing through. And I didn't think they'd improve very much. They weren't the same people,
but the
faces had changed, and that was all.
Sorry, let's stop right there, and I can turn the tape over.
Yeah.
Perfect. Cool.